Order, Proposed Order Number 1002, Cynthia Coleman. Okay.
We'll hear from Matt Thompson again.
Okay.
Here again is a map of the Prohibition Zone. According to our records and documents submitted by Cynthia Coleman, she lives at 1399 14th Street. She is proposed cease and desist order number R3-2006-1002. And the location of her property within the Prohibition Zone is shown by this green flag labeled 1002. Based on the information she submitted, she occupies the property. We presume she uses a septic system and therefore violates the basin plan prohibition. That's all for now.
Okay. Mr. Dugan, any cross-examination of the prosecution team?
Is there anything to cross-examine, too? He just made a statement, but didn't enter any evidence?
You can ask any questions of the prosecution team based on the evidence that they have just offered.
The evidence they have just offered.
Time slot to provide open testimony, but that's not right now. It's an opportunity to challenge the evidence that was just offered by the prosecution team.
I'm asking the prosecution team, is this the extent of your evidence against Cynthia Coleman? Oh, wait, my name's Dave Dugan, representing Cynthia Coleman. I need to know, is this the extent of your evidence against Cynthia Coleman?
We previously presented evidence that is general to all of the properties. This is the specific evidence for Cynthia Coleman's property and proposed cease and desist order.
And is that the septic and sewer service repair invoice in our packet? Is that what you're referring to?
She did submit that, yes.
Yeah.
It's hard to cross-examine a map, and specifically when that map has not been spoken towards in detail.
Mr. Chairman, I can't hear Mr. Dugan very well.
I said that it's hard to cross-examine a map, especially since the prosecution has not given me any detail to this map. I wouldn't ask the map anything. It would be useless.
Okay.
And I asked them to provide more evidence or something that I can cross-examine, too, because at this point, it's just a blanketed statement with no proof behind it.
Okay.
For the individual, and I am asking them, are you going to present more evidence other than a map?
Apparently not, unless it's going to come in as rebuttal testimony, because this was their case in chief. Okay. We're now into the cross-examination by you. Next will be your opportunity to put evidence.
But I am asking the prosecution, is there any other evidence that you can present that shows that Cynthia Coleman is discharging pollutants into the aquifer?
Now that you ask, Cynthia Coleman did submit evidence for the cease and desist order hearing, and she wrote in a handwritten note, we use 4 units of water a month. We've been advised not to pump for 7 to 8 years. Our septic is at its peak of performance and not failing. Also, we're 27 feet above groundwater, dated October 7th, 2006. She also provided copy of an invoice from Advanced Septic, which indicates that her septic system was pumped out. We believe that's evidence of a septic system discharge.
My question was specifically towards pollutants. I specifically asked about discharge of pollutants. Would you answer that question? What proof do you have that she is discharging pollutants into the aquifer?
If she is using a septic system, then yes, she is discharging pollutants.
What proof do you have that she is discharging pollutants into the water of the state?
Actually, all we're saying is that she is discharging waste within the prohibition zone.
All she has referenced is water. Obviously, the water that she says that they use. I am trying to ask you, what proof do you have that she is discharging water into, discharging pollutants into the water of the state? Do you know for sure that this water, this whatever she is doing, is reaching the aquifer?
You know, I'm going to, Mr. Dugan, try to contain that.
Well, that's why it's hard to.
Here's the reason. I know this has been asked repeatedly. I have not heard the prosecution team make the allegation that anyone is discharging waste into the groundwater or the aquifer. Okay? So that is not what they are alleging. What they're alleging is that there is a discharge of waste from the property in violation of the prohibition zone and the Basin Plan Amendment.
Well, I would ask that you not argue the prosecution's
case, please.
Well, I'm not,
but I want to keep to what's relevant, and we, you know, we can burn up a lot of time on issues that are really not before the board.
The chairman is, it's clear that what the chairman is doing is clarifying for your benefit what has been argued by the prosecution.
Nothing has been argued by the prosecution, is my point.
The prosecution is arguing that they have presented evidence showing that there has been discharge of waste from the site in violation of the prohibition. It is up to the board to decide whether that evidence is sufficient to support the issuance of the cease and desist order under Section 13301 of the Water Code. The prosecution has not argued that there has been a discharge of pollutants. They have not argued that there has been a discharge to the water body.
According to the CDOs...
Well, hang on a second. You will be able to make any arguments you wish.
Well, I'm responding to... Okay.
I understand.
Okay, well, then I'm going to ask the prosecution.
You're not going to be precluded from arguing what you think should be the violation. But that's not what is being alleged as the violation. So... if you want, what we should do is just switch to, I think we're maybe probably done with the cross-examination part.
No, we are not. I have questions to ask.
Okay, cross-examination questions.
Well, according to the CDO, does it not state in number 2 of the first page of the CDO, this waste is a discharge of the septic system, liquid waste, septic system liquid waste then discharges from the septic system and eventually to the groundwater? That's the wording of the CDO. So what proof do you have that she is discharging waste into the groundwater? It's in the CDO.
The finding in the cease and desist order is a statement of our belief that every septic system that discharges within the prohibition zone, the waste from those discharges eventually reach groundwater.
So this is a question of waste and not just a discharge. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
So where is your proof that this individual's waste from any discharge is reaching the groundwater?
We've submitted all the data we plan to submit.
I guess from his non-answer, I can assume or... well, that there
said,
is no.
He said he.
I can infer.
He has answered your question. If you wish to make arguments based upon his answer, then you have an opportunity to do so when you present your case. But at this point in time, he has answered your question.
Any more cross-examination questions, Mr. Dugan?
There's nothing to cross-examine.
Okay.
Not since McCarthyism has this been.
Okay. Well, you'll have time to argue. Let's go then to your case. You'll have 15 minutes. And are you ready?
Just give me a second. Okay. From the beginning of this, unless I can turn the mic up because I am speaking loudly. From the beginning of this issue of the CDOs, or even before the issues of the CDO, this board at the ACL hearing expressed the need to bring CDOs forward. And that was derived from the fact that there was an election of three people into the LOCSD who wanted to move and improve the sewer in Los Osos. You'll have you know that people outside the prohibition zone also voted these people in. And they are not to be punished by any CDO. And yet they elected these people as well. There are also people that are and I don't know how Cynthia Coleman voted, but several people, many people, did not vote for these new board members. So whatever decision these board members made was beyond her control to stop the project. Of course, there are concerns by the people, and therefore it was beyond Cynthia Coleman's means to provide for a wastewater treatment facility because of what the Los Osos Community Services District did. They stopped the project, no doubt. But let's look at why they stopped the project first. I have here Federal Clean Water Act codes, and these are some of the concerns that have been expressed to what are some of the reasons why. Section 218, cost effectiveness. It is in the policy of the Congress that a project for waste treatment and management undertaken with federal financial assistance under this act by any state municipality or area municipality or interstate agency shall be considered as an overall waste treatment system for waste treatment and management and shall be the system which constitutes the most economical and cost-effective combination of devices and systems. The concern of the LOCSD is that this was not that reason. Though the reason they stopped has nothing to do with the fact that Cynthia Coleman had no power to stop them from stopping the project. When I don't know whether she voted for them or not. But a collective punishment for a community because of the act of a few politicians, I believe is completely unfair, and so does Cynthia Coleman. Also, in Section B of that same code, administrator approves any grant to any state, municipality, or municipality or interstate agency for erection of building, acquisition, or alteration, remodeling, improvement, or extension of any treatment works for the administrator shall determine that the facility plan of which such treatment works are a part constitutes the most economical and cost-effective combination of treatment works over the life of the project to meet the requirement of this act, including but not limited to the considerations of construction cost, operation, maintenance, and replacement cost. Those are the concerns stated by the LOCSD. That's why they stopped the project. Stopping the project was beyond any powers that Cynthia Coleman had. She could not stop them from stopping the project. She could not intervene. It also says in Section C, the administrator shall require value engineering review in connection with any treatment works prior to the approval of any grant. The SRF loan, I believe, did not have the oversight that should have been involved, and I believe the LOCSD has pointed that out. Cynthia Coleman, I don't know what she believes or what she doesn't believe or whether she voted for this CSD. They stopped the project. She did not. For the purpose of this subsection, the term value engineering review means a specialized cost control technique which uses a systematic and creative approach to identify and to focus on unnecessary high cost in a project in order to arrive at a cost saving without sacrificing the reliability or efficiency of the project. That was the concern at LLCSD. Cynthia Coleman did not have the power to stop them from stopping the project, regardless of what they thought. Let's go on further to something else. It was stated that data is being used to ascertain whether or not there was pollution going on within what is now termed as the Prohibition Zone. And I questioned a lot of that data yesterday, talking about whether or not you should use drinking water wells for test wells, whether they're private or owned by the municipality or whichever. And, of course, we went around about whether it should be used or not, and I stated that the basin plan says it's not recommended. Could I have that map back up?
Sure.
Uh, 1002, Cynthia Coleman's house. Let me get this up. Something taken from the ground level monitoring management plan, which is required by the Coastal Commission as a requirement before they could issue the permit for the LLCSD to move forward with the wastewater project. At present, most of the wastewater returned to the groundwater basin from septic systems east of the so-called Strand B of the Los Osos Fault flows towards Morro Bay. However, a sizable portion flows east towards the Los Osos Creek due primarily to the pronounced mound of groundwater that has been mapped in the vicinity of Pismill Avenue and 14th Street. Now, I don't know if you can see it, but Cynthia Coleman is just north of that mound. That mound is basically from Pismo Street, which is this next block down, and then over. And so any discharges that Cynthia Coleman may have would reflect into the nearest test well that would which way the water is flowing. Because of the mounding, anything on one side of the mound, the side side of the mound, would flow towards one direction, eastward, and anything on the other side of the mound would flow to the northern side. So we're looking at south and north here. Where she lives, the discharge from her and many other people in that community, in that section of the community, flows towards the test well 8 and 2. 0.8 nitrates. That is what that is reading there. Now, as I said before, I've been before this board before, and the prosecution found that my arguments had no merit, and twice fold, I believe my merit has been proven. I have looked and studied. I am on the Water Ops Committee of Los Osos CSD, and even before that, I have been studying the hydrology of the basin, including the geology of the basin, and the effects to certain geological, I guess you would call them abnormalities, such as the Los Osos earthquake fault. But what is clear that anybody on the north side of that mounding water and are not only 45 to 50 feet above any groundwater that is registered there, that as it gets closer to that test well, it shows 0.8, well below the standard of 10 milligrams per liter. So I don't believe that there is any proof to show that Cynthia Coleman's waste discharge is polluting the waters of the state. Let's go further. Let me make sure I have this in order. Do I have a time limit on this?
You have 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, I'm ahead of schedule. Let's look again at data. It's been suggested that an isotopic study be taken to determine what the background levels are, what I call as the natural nitrates that are occurring into the basin should be done. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. And until you do an isotopic study to distinguish between man-made nitrates, nitrates from discharges from septic tanks, and natural occurring nitrates in the soil due to age-old and ancient vegetation decomposition, you're not going to know for sure exactly what's going on in the water basin. The characteristics of the water is not getting a true evaluation of what it truly is without that baseline being set. Having that being said, the basin plan. When the prohibition was established, I believe that there was not sufficient evidence to establish the prohibition zone. I'm not going to question whether the prohibition is legal, just the data that was used to establish the prohibition zone. The basin plan, and I'll find it right here. I don't want to leave you in the cold here. Sorry, I'm a little. Here we go. Basin plan section. Section 7D1, corrected actions for existing systems. And it states here, individual disposal systems can be regulated with relative ease when they are proposed for a particular site. It goes on, for new systems, regulations generally provide for good design and construction practices. A more troublesome problem is presented by older septic tanks, systems where designs and construction may have been less strictly controlled or where land development has intensified to an extent that percolation systems are too close together and there's no room left for replacement leach fields. Where this situation develops to an extent that public health hazards and a nuisance condition develop, most effective remedy is usually a sewer system. Well, without taking that baseline to establish what your data is for natural occurring nitrates in the system, your data is compromised. Let's go on. Particulation rates are particularly fast. Groundwater graduation is possible, particularly increase in nitrate concentration. We all have been told and we all know that low soil soil is some of the best soil there is for denitrification. Where soil percolation rates are particularly fast, groundwater degradation is possible, particularly increasing in nitrate concentrations. Sewer systems planning should be emphasized in urbanized areas served by septic tanks. A first step would be a monitoring system involving surface and groundwater to determine where the problem are developing. Where septic tank systems in urban areas are not scheduled for replacement for sewer, which I believe was premature in this case because you didn't do the proper isotopic studies as well as collect the data correctly, and where public health hazards are not documented, septic tank maintenance procedures are encouraged to lessen the probability that a few major failures might force the sewering of an area which otherwise could be retained on an individual system without compromising water quality. What comes first? Septic maintenance comes first before the determination of whether or not the groundwater is being affected by everybody in the community or a few people in the community. And you cannot collect that data until you have that baseline set of what is naturally occurring. As well, isotopic studies will tell you whether it's farm animal, human, pharmaceutical, whatever. It will give you those baselines to work from. We do not have those baselines. No isotopic studies has been completed to make those determinations. How much time do I have left?
40 seconds.
Well, with the time I have left, I'll just say that I believe these CDOs are.
And you will have some additional time to give some closing statements.
Okay. Well, since I don't have any much time, I'm going to go ahead and close with what I have. I think I've given enough evidence.
All right. Any cross-examination by the prosecution team?
Mr. Dugan, do you know if Cynthia Coleman discharges from her septic system?
Are you asking me to bear evidence against Cynthia Coleman?
Do you have evidence that she does not discharge from her septic system?
Again, he is asking me the question, do I know if Cynthia Coleman? I can state that Cynthia Coleman will not incriminate herself.
Well, you are acting on her behalf.
That's correct.
Her authorization.
And actually, the prosecution is asking me to do his job. And we do realize that criminal charges can be brought against Cynthia Coleman. And so anything she says or allows me to say for her can be used and held her in a court of law.
Well, we've already addressed that. That's speculation, not arising out of this proceeding.
As I read the
enforcement... Excuse me, Mr. Dugan. Something else would have to happen whereby something gets referred to the Attorney General's office.
Which is
or the district attorney's office. That is not being proposed at this time. If you don't want to answer, I'm not going to force you, but the board will be entitled to take whatever inferences it wants from your refusal to answer the question.
And I only state the statement on the fact that your own enforcement policies state that this can happen. That she can be charged with a criminal offense. And it's in your own enforcement policies.
Okay, Mr. Dugan, you've been asked a question. Can you give an answer to the question?
You might as well ask me if she's ever been associated with the Communist Party.
He didn't ask you that question.
Well, he's asking her to incriminate herself.
Okay. Do you have another? He's not going to answer. Do you have another question?
Just so we don't leave this thing hanging, if Mr. Dugan, on behalf of Ms. Coleman, can just tell us exactly how the response to a particular question will incriminate the witness, can you let us know how that would happen?
Repeat the question. I didn't understand the question.
I asked you whether if you could explain to us why you believe the application of why you believe that there would be something incriminating about the statement that we asked, the question that we asked you to respond to.
And there we are again. You're asking me whether or not she has something to hide.
No. I would just ask you to explain how the response to our question would incriminate
it. Should speak for itself, and I don't think any court of law would allow you to re-ask that question in that way, and still I would have to plead the Fifth in her benefit.
All right. Well, I now believe that because I've asked it this way, that you have failed to sustain your burden of proving that the privilege applies. But I'm not going to press this any further. Since Mr. Dugan has apparently completed the conclusion of the testimony for Ms. Coleman, then we note that he did not refer to any of the documents on Exhibit B, and therefore, for this, the record on this particular proceeding, we ask that all the documents, or that none of the documents on Exhibit B be entertained by the board, provided, of course, those documents that were already introduced, already in the board's records as a result of board documents that were already introduced and allowed to be introduced in the general presentation section.
Not true. I did refer to studies, not by name, but in general. I suggest that I have evidence or exhibits that I do want to be allowed that include maps of the hydrology. Mr. Allaby, let's talk about fairness, which is part of your enforcement policy, fairness and equal. He did not mention any of these items in this, and yet he was allowed to pick from here.
I thought of a more efficient way to go through this.
Well, I guess he's giving the board direction on how to proceed. Is he advising the board on how to proceed?
Mr. Allaby, the opportunity to go through that list.
Well, I'm certainly To the extent that Mr. Duggan said that he relied on some documents now, even though he didn't mention them, I'm more than happy to allow him to identify what those documents were.
Right.
But as to the rest, I think they should be stricken. They're simply not part of the record of his proceeding or Ms. Coleman's proceeding. Excuse me.
Well, you know, it's really the problem with this, or the difficulty, is that in a proceeding like this, it's really on appeal, it's a challenge to what, you know, the staff has done. And that's why the staff's files come in, because it's a challenge against the agency. When a party is involved in that proceeding and wants to make use of documents and, you know, simply refers to them without really getting into the details of the documents and elaborating with them, it's real hard for the board to give much weight to those documents. I mean,
take longer than 15 minutes.
I understand that. And that's kind of why, you know, I allowed Mr. Allaby, you know, to put those documents. So I'm going to give you the same opportunity.
Thank you.
If you want those documents that Mr. Allaby identified to also come in, are there other ones? We actually, I think, went through.
I'm going to take it from the same list that he took from.
Yeah, the same list would be fine.
That's correct.
If you're going to rely on those can come in.
And also, too, on his cross-examination, and I'm sorry to say that he said he had evidence that Cynthia Coleman sent that she used X amount of water. Now, you can draw any inference from that and still not have to ask me whether she's discharging into the waters. And I should have said that before, but he did say that. Did he not? He had evidence that she said that she used.
She submitted evidence. This is in her handwriting.
Correct.
And she gave the board.
And that he can draw any inference about discharges from that he wishes to.
He's entitled to ask any questions he wants.
Okay. And she's entitled not to answer the questions.
Well, she is.
In fact, I believe there has been a lot relayed to this board by her request through me. And that this one sticking point, the McCarthyism of this one sticking point, is really a travesty.
Okay.
And you know what happened to Mr. McCarthy?
Okay. Let's see.
Are we going to go on to these?
Let me this other testimony? I think it would be a rebuttal testimony.
We have no rebuttal.
No rebuttal
testimony? I guess we know.
Mr. Chair, could I have a point of clarification on what are we letting in and what are we not letting in?
The same documents that Mr. Allaby, that we allowed him to go through on his list after
his
testimony.
That's what I thought I heard, but I wasn't sure.
It's that list.
Was Mr. Duggan arguing against that?
No, he's not. He said that was the same list that he would accept.
I'm just going to say I'm going to state the ones that I had referred to, not the ones that Mr. Allaby referred to specifically. But they're on the same list that he drove from.
Well, but there were some on that list that were excluded.
I'm just going to go through my list, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
See if he has any objections. Upper Aquifer Management Plan, which is number.
You have to give us.
Is it 864? 864.
864. Who is Mary Ellen?
That is referring to conversations about how not to get a CDO, which referred to the Tri-W site.
But who's Mary Ellen?
I don't have to know this person personally, do I?
Wait, I can't hear you.
Do I need to know her personally?
You need to know.
This is a conversation through an interested party. Do you object to this being?
We object. There's no foundation.
Foundation? Well, let me.
I'm trying to find out.
Sarah Marks testified earlier that she and the staff on more than one occasion urged people to get the LOCSD to restart the Tri-W project. To avoid a CDO.
Okay, that has
been established.
Okay, hold on. Did this document come in with Mr. Allaby?
Yeah. No, it did not.
Okay. This document's not coming in.
It's in the case documents.
Whose notes are they? Mary Ellen's?
Yes.
No. If it was a prosecution team's notes, I would say yes. But Mary Ellen's notes, it's...
I won't quibble the case. Okay, that's okay. We won't quibble. Let's get going. 884.
Groundwater management plan. Okay. Did that come in on the...
881.
Okay, that comes in. 881.
What, excuse me, I'm sorry.
What is 881?
891, I'm sorry. 891.
891. Okay.
892.
Okay.
893.
Okay.
894. And 896.
Mr. Dugan, am I correct in understanding that you are not requesting the admission of document number 881?
Yes, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I need glasses.
Thank you.
I think I made a mistake. I know I did once. I could have been mistaken. Should I go?
All right, continue.
918.
Which one?
918.
918, 918, okay.
923.
Okay.
837.
8 or 937?
I mean, sorry, 937.
927?
937.
937. Okay.
And... 1. I believe that's all, and also to the ones that were allowed by Mr. Alibi, if that's possible.
Okay. All right. Mr. Sato, any objections?
No.
Okay. All right. No rebuttal. Okay, why don't we have our then closing arguments?
We have brief rebuttal.
You do?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Okay.
To the extent that Mr. Dugan challenges the propriety of the prohibition zone, I just want to point out that the many scientific studies and monitoring data supporting the propriety of the prohibition zone are summarized in the prosecution team's written submittals. That's all.
Okay.
That's what she got.
Do I have
any rebuttal by yourself?
Only to say that as you look through my documents, you know that I picked most of the water, geological and hydrological studies, probably which many of which he's referring to, and I will remind you of course, the test well I was referring to, and to consider the fact that perhaps the pollutants at which the prosecution is talking towards are not reaching the waters of the state.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. Do you want to make any other closing arguments, or have you already given those to us?
How much time do I have?
5 minutes.
Okay, I have time. On Cynthia Coleman's behalf, You have no proof that I am willing to comply.
Mr. Chair, can I interrupt Mr. Dugan? I cannot hear him properly.
You have no proof that I am unwilling to comply with your requirements, and in fact you have just the opposite, because there is no proof of discharge of pollutants. No. Can't use that. I am going to speak toward the fair and firm and consistent regulation and enforcement. Since 1983, this board and this prosecution team, not specifically these people, could have brought cease and desist orders to individuals in this community. And yet they did not. They had a failure to act, regardless of whether it was through litigation or political reasons or other agencies stopping the project. Not until this recall election was there a move towards cease and desist orders. For 23 years, and we heard it from the prosecution, 23 years this has been going on. That was their failure, not Cynthia Coleman's failure. Cease and desist orders before she bought her home or took possession of her property could have been issued long before that, as well as a waste treatment facility could have been built long before that, beyond her control. Your own enforcement policies, standard enforcement orders, original water quality orders shall be consistent except as appropriate for the specified circumstances related to the discharge and to be consistent with the applicable water quality control plans. I don't see any consistency here. Why not 5 years ago? No, why not 10 years ago? Why not 15 years ago? The sledgehammer effect of a CDO at this time smacks of politicalism to begin with. I'm afraid to say that it's true. Something happened after the recall election which made certain individuals act upon CDOs and, as, of course, the ACLs. And those ACLs are being acted upon even before the final votes of that election had been counted. Do you understand? Mr. Briggs testified to that. He started that ACL action before the final vote, and I was there on that Friday when the final vote was counted. And it was he acted long before that. This was a political maneuver, in my mind, to collectively punish the people of Los Osos. There was no determination to stop the project at the time that he began to move against the community of Los Osos, Roger Briggs. Reed Sato, when I read the press release about him coming on board here, I got it sent to me. It was like the gunslinger, though I expect him to be a lot older, and that he takes down the big corporations. So let's sick him on the peons in Los Osos. The big scare. We got the enforcer coming. And but actually, after talking to him and seeing him, I find him a very agreeable man. Cynthia Coleman has been put through mental anguish because of these proceedings. That's why she's not here. She can't function because of what's going on with this Regional Water Quality Control Board. I would also say, too, that Mr. Sato said that there was no environmental justice issue here. Just today I found that a couple are willing to settle because they could not get a translator. They're French. They're a minority who live within the prohibition zone. They could not get their paperwork in French. I think we have ourselves an environmental justice issue concerning minorities in Los Osos. I don't believe the prosecution has thought this through, not only with the data, not only with the prohibition zone, and the way that they're trying to issue these CDOs, the way they're trying to get the community's attention. I believe they are indifferent to the low income, the minorities of Los Osos, who cannot afford the hammer of $500 a day, $5,000 a day, or trying to force the property owners to choose the first wastewater project that comes along, regardless of what it costs. Thank you.
Thank you. Any rebuttal, closing argument? Do we have that in here? We don't have that in here. Okay. All right. Testimony. What's that?
We can close at this point, I think.
Yes.
It's clear that Ms. Coleman is...
Excuse me. Mr. Payne, could I ask you, if you're going to sit where you're at, we can hear your chit-chatting from this distance, and it's a little annoying. So if you want to talk while the proceedings are going on, if you want to do so quietly, if you could please move further back, because it's interfering with our ability to hear people that are testifying that are speaking very softly. So you can stay where you're at, but please, no more chit-chatting.
I apologize.
Okay. All right, Mr. Packard?
Ms. Coleman clearly is discharging waste in violation of the prohibition zone. We ask that you make that finding and issue the cease and desist order as amended previously for Mr. Allevy.
Okay. All right. Testimony period is closed. We're into board deliberation. What does the board want to do?
I move that we accept the recommendation of the prosecution team and issue the CDO as amended for Mr. Allevy.
Without deliberation.
Okay.
I think it's clear, you know, not only from a reasonable reference, but from Ms. Coleman's own documents that she's obviously discharging.
So, right.
I don't think we, you know, even have an issue there.
Right.
So I think we should go ahead and I support issuing the cease and desist order.
Okay. Mr. Hayashi?
I concur.
Okay.
We have
a motion, right? A second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. This motion carries unanimously. Next one would be Douglas and Paula Dishon, number 1046. Are they here? Okay.
Who?
Number 1046 would be next. We don't have any written. I don't think we've received any written documents from them.